Mr. Doss has issued a letter to the staff. In that letter, he announced that he was going to retire after 44 years of service to the United Nations. Actually, there is no timeline, a clear timeline, because this will take place only after the new mandate is put in place. Mr. Doss thinks that this is the right time for him to go. Since the mission is getting a new mandate, he wants to give a chance to a new head of the mission to implement this new mandate.
So that invariably means that his retirement coincides with the new mandate that the UN Security Council is expected to help establish by the end of this month.
Exactly. I think this also, this explains probably the timing of Mr. Doss to leave at this time where the current mandate is going to expire. And a new mandate is going to put in place, probably with new mission for MONUC. So he thinks that it's good for him to leave now and give a chance, I say, to his successor to implement or carry out this new mandate.
Munubai, the UN Security Council officials were in the country to meet with the government and a host of people in, concerning the mandate of the UN. Some groups have said, including some former combatants, that the possible withdrawal of MONUC could create chaos. What will influence those decisions once they came to ascertain things for themselves?
Well, first of all, the decision to draw down or withdraw MONUC forces on the ground here in the Congo, this decision comes from the government. So this is not something we are going to argue with the government or negotiate with the government. We just have to make sure that this is going to be properly implemented and that in the implementation of that decision, we can preserve the gain of the last 10 years as far as the peace process or stability in the DRC is concerned. Now, the Security Council that came to Kinshasa on the 14th and 15th of this month, what they did, they listened to a large South spectrum of the Congolese society. They spoke with the president, they spoke with the prime minister, they spoke with the president of the Senate, the president of the National Assembly. They spoke with the head of the Electoral Commission. They spoke with the civil society. They spoke with national and international NGOs. They spoke with human rights organizations. So you see, they want to also listen to them, because that's what the chair of that team said. They want to listen to them, so that they will take every aspect, every concern of all the spectrum of the Congolese society into the decision that will be taken regarding the new mandate of MONUC.
Manuj, how is MONUC's working partnership with the National Army in terms of logistical and tactical support that you have been providing the National Army so far? How are they faring?
Well, first of all, the National Army is one of the institutions of the DRC. MONUC's role is to work with the institution of the DRC and to lend support and strengthen those institutions. In that sense, our forces are working closely with the FARDC, the National Congolese Army, in trying to reestablish peace and law and order and state authorities in part of the DRC, especially in the Kivus, that means in the east of the DRC, in the Ituri, and most recently in the Equator province. What we do, we have joint operations with the FARDC. We give them support in terms of transport. We give them, when we say transport, we transport the troops and the ammunition. Whenever necessary, we also provide them with food on the ground. We transport the injured after an operation so that they can get quick medical care. Those are the kind of things that we do with the National Army here in the DRC. But in the long term, MONUC is also working on the reform of the security sector in terms of putting in place a new armed forces in the DRC, not only within the military, but also within the police, within the judicial system, etc., etc.
The government want MONUC to draw down. How will the process be? Will they be gradual? Will they be abrupt? And will the National Army be ready to take the place of MONUC when you begin the drawdown?
Well, surely it's not going to be abrupt. It's going to be something that will be done in consultation with the government. There are going to be some, some benchmarks that will be evaluated together by the United Nations and the country. And it's going to be something that is going to be done jointly with the government. Like I said, it has to be, those actions will not have to jeopardize the gain of the last 10 years. Whenever MONUC withdraws, surely the government will have the FARDC, or the National Police, ready to move in and to take over. So anyway, this is not decided upon yet, because all of this is going to be contained in the resolution that we are expecting from the Security Council.